This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Xiaoning, and this is The Morning Run with Philip C. It has just gone past 7:18 in the morning. It's Monday, the 15th of February. And as usual, in about half an hour, we're going to be talking about GDP because Malaysia saw its first GDP contraction since 2009 and how concerned should we be? And we're going to find out with Julia Goh, senior economist with UOB Malaysia. But in the meantime, let's talk about Chinese New Year shopping, because it's no secret that COVID-19 has taken a toll on the economy as stay-home orders and social distancing measures have altered consumer habits for almost a year now.
But this change is never more apparent than during the festive seasons. Holidays like the Chinese New Year typically provide a big boost to retailers, especially in the FMCG industry. However, as many of you have experienced over the weekend, this year's festivities have had to be scaled down in order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So how did that change the way our festive season shopping? And what does this mean for the retailers, many of whom may rely on the spike in spending this time of year?
So for some insights on this, joining us on the show this morning is Luca Dinard, Managing Director of Intelligent Analytics at Nielsen's IQ Southeast Asia. Now, Chinese New Year is relatively quiet affair this year, with limits on gathering sizes and the country largely under an MCO. So is there still a significant spike in festive season spending in light of these circumstances?
Thanks for the question. Look, Chinese New Year is the biggest festive event for Malaysia's FMCG industry, and is driven by a very high demand in categories like food, beverages, personal care, and so on. Just to give you a bit of context, in 2020, FMCG sales in retailer were 32% higher than any average week. This simply shows how important this event is in the retail calendar. This year, Lunar New Year celebration will continue to bring families and friends together, but in smaller group, given all the restrictions caused by COVID-19. However, we are sure that certain Lunar New Year traditions will continue despite the pandemic, even if they may take different forms or be smaller in scale. So as families can go to restaurants, home cooking will definitely play a big role. Smaller size social gatherings may also impact the sales of categories like beverages, biscuits, chocolates, and the categories that are served during gatherings and open houses. Most probably, if we look at the retailer environment only, traditional retailer, I mean the shop where we go physically, the number I would expect to be slightly lower, because this year we will definitely have a bigger role compared to the past played by e-commerce.
So Luca, what are the main consumer trends you've observed this year? How is the pandemic impacting what people are buying?
Sure. Look, I believe that this Chinese New Year will really tell us the tale of two different shopper profiles. On one hand, we have what we call constrained consumers, those that unfortunately have been really financially impacted by this pandemic. These shoppers will be tightening their belts and gravitating towards affordable products. You know, those sold in economic packs and those items that are sold on a promotion. On the other hand, we have those that we call insulated consumers. So those people that so far have not been impacted too much by the pandemic from a financial perspective. As Chinese New Year celebrations are scaled down, they may have some spare cash that, you know, that cash that normally would have been used to go out for dinners or for lion dances, for open houses and so on. With this free up budget they have this year, they will be looking probably at quality versus quantity. So they will be indulging in premium items that maybe they may not have bought in previous years. So to say differently, I believe that both manufacturers and retailers are having an opportunity to meet the expectation and the needs of their consumers on both ends of the spectrum.
So in terms of retailers, what kind of stores do you see benefiting most from festive spending this time around? Whether that's the mini markets or hypermarkets and so on?
Given that there are certain movement restrictions, the smaller store formats located near housing areas will tend to benefit more. If you think about it, stores' importance changed since the beginning of the pandemic. As we have all been forced to change our routines. Stores located close to important offices or transportation hubs have seen a decline in their relative importance, as we all tend to shop closer to where we live, right? And also, let's not forget about what we call the omnichannel shopper. So those people that are buying both online and offline. We know that those retailers that have enhanced and strengthened their e-commerce supply chain and logistic issues should also benefit, as the trust in e-commerce has risen significantly in Malaysia.
What seems to be the most common promotional strategies stores are employing in efforts to attract customers? And perhaps what kind of products are most sensitive to promotions?
Sure, great question. We all know that retailers and manufacturers invest really heavily on promotions and on price reductions during banner festive events such as Lunar New Year. While promotions are effective to drive sales, they can sometimes result in, let's call it, a promotional wastage, when brands are actually losing money because the promotion they are having are not really effective. Just to give you a number, in 2020, the top 10 festive categories in Malaysia lost something like 17 million ringgit due to inefficient promotions. And this is a huge number, right? So when it comes to promo-sensitive products, I can say that Malaysians really love promotions, right? Beer or shandy are among the categories that see a big uplift in sales when promoted during Lunar New Year. Chocolate brands are also promo-sensitive, especially during the festive season. But, and this is quite counterintuitive or ironic, I would say, our data are actually showing that chocolates are under-promoted during the festive season, and therefore they are not experiencing the sales boost that could be expected if promoted optimally. I believe that the bottom line is that there is not a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to promotions, as finally consumers and shoppers, they respond differently to deals across different categories. So it's really, for brands and retailers, is a must to always think and then rethink their promotional strategies, ensuring they are promoting the right product, using the right mechanics, and at the right place.
And Luca, it's been a year now of celebrations under some form of MCO. So do you think any of these changes in consumer trends will actually stick?
Well, festive celebrations are huge in Malaysia, right? And all festivals are celebrated in a big way. Let's just think about the big mall decorations, the events, the open houses, the bazaars, and so on and so forth. Now, these scaled-down celebrations are a response to the pandemic. I think we would all agree on this. But when this virus, this pandemic will be under control, the festive traditions will probably resume in the way we all know and love. Some things may change. For instance, I will go back to this topic. Online shopping will keep having a bigger role. But I don't think the essence of what make Malaysia festivals big will change.
And how do the Malaysian trends compare to others in the region where the Lunar New Year is widely celebrated, like Singapore, Thailand, and Hong Kong?
Well, historically, Lunar New Year is a significant FMCG event in Singapore, in Thailand, in Vietnam, Hong Kong, China, and so on. This year, the trends will most probably be very different depending on the level of restriction in each market and the impact of the pandemic on economy and jobs. I believe that in markets like China mainland, maybe because there are smaller outbreaks right now, the pandemics look a bit more under control with less restriction. So FMCG industry looks set to enjoy a greater festive sales uplift. On the contrary, in markets that are experiencing the second, third, or fourth waves of this pandemic, and unfortunately, as Malaysia as well, the celebration will be more muted due to the restriction and to the need to control the spread of the virus.
Thank you for your time. That was Luca Dinard, Managing Director of Intelligent Analytics at Nielsen IQ Southeast Asia, telling us the changes and trends that we're seeing as a result of COVID-19 impacting how we spend our money during this season.
You know, one thing hasn't changed. and that's promotions.
Okay.
It's clearly said that Malaysians just love promotions. And it comes back to that very often used saying, which is the poor need promotions, but the rich also want a good one as well.
Of course, everybody wants a bargain, or in their mind, what they perceive to be a bargain. But I think, you know, he did highlight there are two types of consumers. Those that are really watching their belts, tightening their belts, because, you know, there has been job cuts. There has been pay deferment. And unfortunately, some people have, you know, have much less to spend during this period. And there are some who actually, you know, things are pretty okay. So they have shifted from in terms of quantity to quality, because some people are not going on holiday. They're perhaps not shopping as much as they used to. So what they buy is probably a higher premium item. But I think if you look back and, you know, we look at the quarterly numbers of some of the listed fast-moving consumer goods, for sure, I would not be surprised if we see a drop in their sales on a year-on-year basis compared to last Chinese New Year before COVID-19 really hit. So I think definitely not such easy times for consumers. But up next, we're going to have the U.S. Discussion on the U.S. Senate, which has fallen short of convicting Trump. And what does this mean for 2024 elections and the Republican Party? That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.